We are joined this segment by Lexi Hawk. She is one of the residents who has been informed that her house is on radioactive land, and she was on the show last week, and she joins us again. Lexi, appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Now, you guys got a lot of that rain yesterday on top of the radioactive land. What are some of the concerns that brings as on top of all the testing they're doing?
Well, depending on what the radioactive material is, we know there's thorium, but they also have concerns there could be other type of radioactive material in the ground. Into the history of the former drive-in on Whitmer Road that was found to have a lot of contamination, and it was chemical contamination. So when Gill Creek overflows, does that bring that over here and get into people's basements?
Great question. Lex, let me ask, is there flooding in your home right now?
It didn't get into my house because I'm up on the hill, but the rest of the neighborhood got it pretty bad.
Now, this happens as they are, I saw some of your video, they're digging spots of your yard for further testing. What's happening there, and what are they telling you?
They will not tell me anything anymore. They hired these contractors and just basically told them that they're not allowed to talk to me. They give me the basic answers. Right now, they've been down by Gill Creek on my property with this drill-looking thing, and they pound it into the ground, and they pull it out, and they hammer out all the dirt into these little jars.
And this is while you're still living in that in your house, correct? You're still there as we speak?
Yes. Even last week, they brought in an excavator, and they literally, I think it was like 6 inches each until they got down to 8 feet deep while we were in the house.
And now, is this for more soil samples? Are they looking for something buried? And were they able to tell you anything of what the end goal of this is?
They're sending it off to a lab, and it'll be about 21 days plus, and they're doing a full chemical footprint, not even just the radioactive waste. They have reason to believe that there could be chemicals.
And when it comes to moving, I know last week you said about 10 days. Any update on that? Are we still thinking maybe someday this week?
We went and looked at a house yesterday, and it was finally a house that I said was perfect. It's near my family. It's not too far out of my way. And I still haven't heard anything. It's been over 24 hours now since we've seen it, and I still haven't gotten a call back if we got it or not.
Have they told you when you do move what you can and can't take out of your current house?
They just said, we'll get you rental furniture. That was it. I said, can I bring stuff? And they were like, well, we'll just get you rental furniture.
Now, is that because they're being nice, or they think there might be toxic, there might be bringing stuff, if you bring stuff from the house, you might be bringing something that's contaminated into the new house?
They haven't answered that question. We talked to our expert at Harvard Public School of Health, Dr. Petros Katauskas, and he said radioactive dust is his biggest concern right now. Anything that can't be wiped down, he advised us to throw away.
Oh my gosh.
Including my daughter's stuffed animals that she's had since she was a baby, like all of her stuffies that she named and plays with every day.
That's going in the trash, or has gone in the trash?
It's going to go in the trash. I'm having a hard time with it.
Oh, I can imagine. I can imagine. Now, Lexi, as you look down in the neighboring areas, how extensive is the testing?
I've just seen them on I went to the community meeting that they held today at the town of Niagara Park, and as I'm driving down the street, there they are again, just going down the street with their Geiger counters in their hand. I see them out there every single day doing people's yards, going down the street. They've expanded it into neighboring neighborhoods.
So this is going to, unfortunately, I take no pride in saying this, but this is very likely, as you and I talked about last week, going to be a bigger number than just four houses.
Exactly. They're saying right now they have at least six. They said 85% of the houses they test were cleared, but that leaves the other 25% that were not. They didn't give a specific number.
So there was a community meeting today. What was discussed?
I asked a question. They said, that's a question for the other table. They just kept running me around.
Lexi, I'm sorry, you cut out there. We're having issues on our end with our internet phones. What took place?
He had a bunch of tables set up where you went up to a table to ask a question, and then they would just send you to another table, and they'd say that person has the answer, and then that person wouldn't have the answer. And they would say, we'll look into it. I'll make a note.
Oh, geez. Man, Lexi, I've worked with the state and gotten nowhere, but that was for, I mean, compared to what you're going through, such minimal things. I mean, it really does seem like they are taking their time with, something that's, I hate to put it this way because you're living there right now, but with a property that could very well be poisoning you and your family. I mean, that doesn't seem like the urgency is there from the agencies. And I'm not just saying the state, from all involved, it doesn't seem like the urgency is there with the people you're working with.
It is not. The bottom line is, this is how they treated the people in Love Canal. When you made a big stink about it, they made you feel like you were hysterical. And I feel like that's what I'm living.
Save our backyards. When's the next meeting for that?
We actually have a Zoom call tonight to discuss it. We're hoping to have at least something Friday or Saturday. We are trying to involve the homeowners on 99th Street who are going through something very terrible too. It's a different situation, but it's just as bad.
Now, when they talk about the other things that could be in the soil, not just radioactive, but now chemicals, I know we talked about this last week, but when they talk about there could be multiple things in that soil, and I mean, even flooding, as you said, brings concerns. Does that make you think more and more that this might be an area that no one's going to be able to return to for years?
100%, and I advise everybody to do your own research of the Whitmer Road drive-in, 4287 Whitmer Road, and see what you find, because I am pretty stunned. I found out that they never cleaned it up. They found a whole bunch of chemicals. They have it all listed in there, and they labeled it an end site, which means follow up. There's not enough data. You need to follow up, and they have not followed up in over 20 years. This drive-in is 300 yards from my backyard.
Wow. And I've seen a lot of people sharing this this video. Is it a documentary on the former practices in Niagara County?
Yeah. Is it the Love Canal one or the Steve Powell one?
The other, yeah, the second one.
Yes. Yeah, that was Steve. He was going through everything. He was a great guy. He was actually the one that came out before the DEC did, when they still had that waiver and scanned my yard and broke the news to everybody.
Now, have you heard from Lee Zeldin? He runs the EPA. Has he been in contact on a federal level with you guys since Kathy Hochul said this doesn't work for a state superfund? Have you heard more from anyone at the federal level?
I have not, and I have continued to request a meeting with at least Mike Martucci, who is the EPA Region 2 Administrator. He's right below Lee Zeldin, and he has not called me. He has not set up a meeting with me yet. I've asked four or five different times now.
Have you, when you talked to the rep in Kennedy's office, were they able to get you anything within the EPA?
No, nobody has.
That's disappointing. Like I said to Angelo Morinello yesterday, this isn't really a political party thing. This is just, there's got to be some urgency. For you guys to continue to be in these houses and now getting less answers than you were a month ago, and at that level, it was ridiculous, the lack of answers you were getting. We got to get answers, Lexi. I appreciate your time, as always, and when you have a meeting date for the next Save Our Backyards, and when you get any more information, let me know. Obviously, open invitation anytime you got to come on here.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it. That is Lexi Hawk.